Hello. I'm here again. It hasn't been a while, and I know you didn't miss me much. So I was thinking, there's this idea that we have to be inauthentic in order not to allow ourselves be judged by others. And that, to me, is very foolish. I say foolish because I stopped caring about what people thought about me, who they believe I am in their minds, in their hearts. I don't care, honestly. Because you can't continue to live your life based off of the opinions of others. They're not going to be there when you're suffering. They're not going to be there. They may not be there when you are comfortable. Who cares what anybody thinks about you? Nobody. Because you need to survive anyway. Nobody cares. You can be kind, you could be good, you could be bad, you could be ugly, and people would still judge you. It honestly doesn't matter. I feel like the only time you should judge someone is if they're abusing children or animals because they can't give consent. In fact, we can only communicate with animals in simple terms. Come, go, stay, don't, stop, yes, no, bring, take, sit, stand, jump, roll over. It's just like one word command. But you know something we all collectively understand as living beings, even non-living beings, non-living things, beings, they have energy. They understand love. Animals understand love. Children understand love. Adults understand love. Non-living things understand love. Plants understand love. It's a universal language. You know love when you feel love, when you see love. You don't question it twice. You don't doubt it because it's there. And it reveals itself to you. It doesn't confuse you. It doesn't make you scared. And so it's very funny to me when there's people with actual serious problems in their lives, problems that not even their money can solve, problems that are generational, problems that maybe just started, problems that are continuing. Like, the problems are immense. And you think I'm going to allow someone with problems judge me? That's ridiculous. That is the most ridiculous thing I have ever thought. And that's why I'm telling you, it's ridiculous. Don't go around being bothered about what someone else is doing, what someone else is saying about you, Oh, they said I'm this. Oh, they say I'm that. Oh, no, it doesn't matter. There's a lot of things that don't matter, and that's one of them. It doesn't matter. People are going to see you being happy and hate it. People are going to see you being sad and love it. Like, it. There is no ending to this wickedness. And so you're telling me that because someone else thinks something of you, you're just going to what? Sit there and cry and say, oh, he thinks of me. That is so bad. No, you're going to continue to live your life because you are very small, very, very minute, very almost insignificant compared to the size of this universe. You and your problems don't matter, and that's how you should see it. There's always going to be someone with bigger problems. And you're telling me you're letting someone with bigger problems judge you? That's insane. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So live, be free. Do the things that you think are right for you. Without any cares. With caution. But not with cares of what people will say, what people will think. That's what I wanted to tell you. That's why I came here. Don't give a damn. Too glam to give a damn. It's like 2:22 a.m. in the morning. That's an angel number. So you were meant to hear this message. Don't ever, ever hold yourself back on doing the things you know you want to do because of what people will say or what they're already saying. What they'll do, like nobody cares. Nobody cares. They're going to judge you anyway, so. That's all for now. Until next time, toodles.